I really do believe that, in all sincerity, that he felt he had those checks there, and I know things can happen, and I would rather err on for the customer when there is doubt, and I do think we have doubt.
Now, if it had been, hey, I got the delinquent notice February 2nd, and I paid it in April, now I'd be questioning, but again, I don't, the fact right. It was quick turnaround, I don't. So move to, would it be void? I guess it'd be a refund, wouldn't it?
I'm going to give him a refund, yes.
Move to refund the taxes, excuse me, the penalties and interest on parcel ID number 07-7.0-35-000-000-008.000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for doing this. And, it won't happen again. I'll be in no crisis. I've owned Barbie all my life. This is the first time it's ever happened to me. And so I will be more diligent.
Nope.
No problem. Thank you.
I appreciate all your documentation.
Yeah, thanks for having good information.
Did you get back?
I got one of those.
That's the one. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. Let's see. Penalties and interest for Camp Barnabas. We've received a call this morning. I'm asking that we table this. He's asking, he had ice in his driveway and couldn't make it in. He's asking for another chance to come back.
I make a motion that we table it due to the customer's request to do it. Weather.
For what day?
I table it till next Tuesday. And
next Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Early retirement insurance discussion. I received some emails. I don't know that we got everything answered.
Did he reply with one saying that he could be here this afternoon?
I believe so. He could be here by at one or thereafter, I thought. I saw an email.
But I think he said he needed to be notified ahead on his schedule. Did he say that?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I... I thought with the last email, I thought with the last one where it was questioned if the... let me see, Ruth is here. She might have a better... whether the customer could stay on.
You mean the employee?
The employee, I'm sorry. If the employee went off, if they were on retirement and they went off of it and the wife was several years younger, whether she, not being employed, the customer could stay on it. And what he answered was about COBRA. They could stay on COBRA. So, but not answering the other part, I wondered if, that he was meaning that they could stay on the COBRA for the 18 months, the customer could, but not.
Yes, how I read the email that John sent was that if we have a retiree, they can stay on the plan how they were on the plan initially with their beneficiary, and then when the employee reaches Medicare age, then whoever else was on any of the other beneficiaries could stay on COBRA. That's when COBRA would come into effect. So that would be 18 months. Mm-hmm.
So by not addressing if they could stay like what they were asking, I'm assuming, am I wrong, that it would be they could go on the COBRA for 18 months.
Yes.
And if they were, like, say, 52, and they could stay on here for 18 months, but then they would go off at the end of the 18 months. Is that the way you interpreted
it? That's the way that I read it. It would be COBRA, and COBRA would only be for the 18 months unless specific.
Okay. So is the only thing that's not answered is the convenience fee, like it's charged on COBRA. Is there anything else? Just the convenience fee that COBRA charges the 2% for?
COBRA charges the 2%. I don't know what the extended plans before COBRA goes into effect would be.
I send out emails to all the auditors in the state and ask if they had continuing insurance like that, or some of them that ask if they paid for it, ask for any information that you need. You got to look at that. Those different emails that I got back, I'd be glad to share that with you. There were some real negative responses to one guy says, don't walk away from that, run from it.
Did he give a reason as to why? Did he give a reason as to why?
I called him and talked to him, and I wouldn't want to. He felt like it was really increased their rating. And I don't see how it could have. But I will say, of all the auditors we had, he actually has a degree in HR, so I have to respect that a little bit. He felt like it was something to be careful with.
Is it a larger county or smaller county?
Clay County.
Larger.
Had they had experience with it? Is that?
They actually offered that for, I'll let you read the email. I think they offered it for about 4 years and they had stopped at this point or something. But I'll be glad, I'll send all those to you if you want to read those. I don't know that it would make, because there's some that are really positive about it, some that are really negative about it.
Probably depends on the existing workforce. And
I'm confident it does. And when I visited with those guys, you know, those people are probably going to stay on the insurance anyway. Well, and he had some rationality. He did also say what you were saying, that they couldn't, that the spouse couldn't stay on except for COBRA. But he said that even now, with Obamacare the way it was, the laws allowed them to stay on 18 months on COBRA. And then with extenuating circumstances, they could have another 18 months, so they can get 36 months on COBRA. Mm-hmm. That was his personal thing.
And the extension is quite specific. It would be if there was a divorce or a death.
Oh, if they were allowed to stay longer.
Yes.
On COBRA.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If the employee is going to go ahead and work until their Medicare age, we're going to have them in our insurance pool anyway.
That was what I said to him. And I can give you his number. He'll be glad to visit with him.
Okay. Because if they choose to retire, like say at 60, 62, when they could go on longer on some of the retirement at a reduction, if they choose to do that, then, and if they were allowed to stay on as a retiree type insurance, they would pay for the insurance, yes, and they, if they had medical issues, it would go on. But then would we not hire someone in, because this person's been there a large number of years and their salary has increased, would we not hire someone in at a salary, at a beginning salary that is less?
If you look at it that way, and I think if you're going to do this, you need to be very cautious how you write your policy. You can tell I had several conversations. I had a conversation with Ms. Kate auditor over there, and he said, you've got to be real careful how you write your policy. One of the reasons I did this is I was looking at the numbers. It looks to me like if we look at our population, our numbers, that it would be to our advantage if we would offer 1 year of paid insurance for someone that was retiring early that had been here for a certain number of years. I picked out 20 years. So 20 years with the county would allow you to retire early and get 1 year of paid insurance. And the numbers work out in the county's favor, and I know that that works out great for the people who retire early, too. That's the reason I've been looking at that so much. So I'd like to say I'll share all this with you. I probably should have shared it earlier.
Do we want to have a work session regard to look at all the data, or you can individually share it with us?
And I'll be glad to.
How
insurance will cost us for 1 year, insurance costs us about
$6,000. About $6,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if we have somebody who's been here 20 years, and I look at the specific ones, most of those are being paid a real good wage. They should be, because they've been here, so have some longevity. We would hope that they're productive. We would know. If we're going to replace those, and this is the real caution thing I say here, if we're going to replace those at our beginning salary, we're going to save almost $6,000 per year.
But and just more. 1 year, say they're 62, and Medicare.
Well, that's why I say 20 years, we buy them only 1 year of paid insurance.
And
I don't think you can say you're going to pay their insurance. I think that would be very costly.
But then they'd wait until they're 64
to
retire.
Actually, so you want to play with the numbers a little bit, see where it's best for us.
And
you know, there's not a whole lot there that in the next 2 to 3 years that have 20 years of service with us. But I think the third year coming up, there's a bunch that have 20 years of service. And the other thing you have to deal with here that is not easy for you all is we have the general population workers, and we have the law enforcement population workers, which have a different retirement age.
But if they retire and they pay their own insurance and we replace them at the lower, then we're saving more than the $6,000.
Oh, yeah. I agree
yes.
with you. I'm just looking at it because I'm thinking.
And then they'd have the ability to do it at 60 as opposed to 64.
Some of them, and I know they've got to pay their own, but they're just going to get more next year. So, I mean, that may not be all of them, and this is a good benefit. I understand where you're going, but that was why I was looking at that.
Ruth, is it 60 or 62 that, is it loggers at 60 that they can take a reduction, and then 62 on CERB, a reduction?
Yes, that's correct, except for the law enforcement.
Law enforcement, what, 55?
55 with loggers. Mm-hmm. And then also, regardless, they would still be offered the COBRA after they were no longer on the plan. No, if what Rick is suggesting, if that's something that you look at, they would still be offered the COBRA, so that would be another 18 months.
So if someone wanted to retire at 62 and had 1 year paid insurance, they would be up within 6 months. I mean, they'd be real close. I feel like you guys need to get a policy, look at that policy, make sure, and then maybe visit with other people and see if there's anything you can change that policy. I don't know.
Our human resource director's been working on a policy, but we have to
give her some specifics to go.
Yeah.
It's kind of the chicken or the egg.
And she's also working on, so the employee that they wouldn't go in, they would give deep thought to it, which I know some that are retiring have really been crunching their numbers, and they know what they're going to get into on the what they lose in retirement and so forth, so that everyone goes into it with knowledge of knowing the employee and the commission of what to expect.
And, you know, another thing that bothers me about it, I'm really for this, don't get me wrong, but one thing that really bothers me about it is we decide to do this now with people who retired last month or whenever.
Well, I talked to our insurance about that, and they said there shouldn't, you know, as long as we act rather quickly, it shouldn't be a big deal to go back and pick them up, because that was a concern that we had, or that I had.
Knowing that it's been in the process.
Well, how far are you going to go back? Because at some point you get
that. Well, I'm assuming it'd be, you know, we had two in the last week, those two.
Yeah.
Anything prior to that, I would have to look at. I really don't
understand what I'm thinking.
Right. Yeah, we're not going to go back 2 years ago.
Okay.